It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
And if you love music on vinyl, you're definitely in the right place. The first single on the turntable today, well, that comes from Kid Creole. A very flamboyant number from a very flamboyant star. Number four in the UK in 1982, I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby, by Kid Creole. And Kid Creole was really August Darnell, that's his real name. Well, we're sharing all the music on vinyl with you, and as usual, my son Max, he's here too, to give his view on what he thinks about all these records. Max, do you like that song? Was it a wonderful thing for you?
I really like it. I think it's very catchy, and the chorus just... I really like it because it's memorable.
Why is it memorable?
It's memorable because of the rhythms.
Yeah, there's a bit of Latin American sound in that, isn't there? I mean, he said, I think, that his style was a mix of disco, Latin American music, Caribbean music, whole load of other musical influences.
Yes, he must have been well-traveled because that's the only way you would know all those rhythms and be able to successfully combine them into one without stereotypes, etc.
Well, also, I think he grew up in the United States where all those rhythms were just around him all the time.
True, because he would have had big influences.
Well, also, I have to say that, he was a very big character, and this week's programme is all about really big characters. I'm just looking at the front of the record here, and on the cover there's a picture of him sitting there. He's wearing a very sharp white suit, a hat, he's wearing braces. He just dominates that picture. feature, and he was just a big character.
Well, he looks a bit over the top. I think for album covers at this time, you do need to look over the top, because otherwise people aren't going to buy it.
Now, August Darnell was originally in his brother's band, Max. Then he said, I'm going to start on my own. And as he explains in an interview from the time, his brother and other band members just didn't think he could do it.
I wanted to be my own boss, so I said, big brother, I'm jumping ship. I'm going to start my own band. It's going to be called Kid Krill and the Coconuts. And he turned to me, no, his girlfriend turned to me and said, who's going to be the lead singer? And I said, I'm going to be the lead singer. And she laughed in my face. And that's how Kid Krill started, actually.
I feel good. I knew I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got it here. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good. I got you. So good. So good. But I got you. So good. So good. I got you.
What a singer, and what a lot of crackle on that much-played 7-inch single. James Brown, known as the Godfather of Soul with I Got You. That was number 29 in the UK chart in 1965. He had a fantastic voice. Max, you play that quite often, and I know that's one of your current favourites.
So, I really like it because it's very repetitive and simple to remember.
What else do you like about it? What always comes through when I'm listening to it is the sound of all that brass in it. I think you've got a trumpet in there and all sorts of things.
I can't individually recognise the brass instruments, but you can notice the brass section, for example, after the first I Feel Good. That's definitely brass.
Also, he's got an amazing voice. He shouts, doesn't he, sometimes? There's a lot of screaming and shouting as though he's just jumping around the studio while recording it.
He probably did, in excitement.
Well, he was a very big character, another very flamboyant singer. I actually interviewed him for the BBC in the 1980s, Max, and he told me he was just a very young boy when he started singing, so he'd been singing for a long time by the time he became famous.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
Every day and every night we'll be 1982.
That's our new double play feature right here on the Vinyl Countdown. Two singles back to back as we pack in even more music into the show. First, you heard Bob Marley and Is This Love? That's on the Ireland record label, very distinctive record label. Then you heard one of my favourites, the very smooth Avalon from Roxy Music, number 13 in the UK in 1982. Now, Max, you've been finding out more about Roxy Music.
Roxy Music were an English rock band formed in 1970 by Brian Ferry. He became the band's lead singer and main songwriter. The band produced very sophisticated music and used a lot of electronic composition. They also dressed very glamorously. They produced 8 albums and loads of hit singles.
Yeah, and that was one of them. It's a great sound. There's something very smooth about it. And what about those background vocals, Max?
So I really like the woman singing at the end. I think she has a really smooth, silky voice.
Yeah, her name's Yannick Etienne. She's actually a singer from Haiti. And what was happening was that he was recording that album, and in the next door studio, she was recording an album. Brian Ferry from Roxy Music heard her singing, thought, wow, she's amazing, and got her to sing just at the last minute on that track.
Whoa, that's a very last minute decision, but one which worked out very well.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
And that's it from this edition of the Vinyl Countdown. All the music is played under license from the UK Performing Rights Society.
Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another box of great records on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!